FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
My next guest, Anne-Marie Bowler. Have I said that right?
You have. Yeah.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
So tell us what you do. I know that you just showed me something. Brevity. What's brevity?
So brevity is the Isle of Wight's literary handbill. It's a 6 times yearly lit zine, so a literary magazine, but it's a zine, so it's kind of alternative, a little bit smaller. I like to think it's a little bit cooler. As I said, it comes out 6 times a year. It showcases short fiction from island writers. To submit to Brevity, you have to live on the Isle of Wight, and we need a 500-word or less short story of quality.
Of course. What sort of stories are we telling? All sorts?
All sorts of fiction. Sometimes stuff about the island, which is really great. Sometimes historical fiction. Things that have happened in people's lives, fictionalized. I've been writing a series of stories about a housekeeper who cleans second homes and her problems. So the stories are all over the place. Anything you can think of, we've had a story about. They're never the same, and that's really exciting. We've been doing this for 6 years now, and I never look at a story and think, oh, that's a lot like one from the past.
Really?
They're always different.
Excellent. They've all got to be local people.
Got to be from the Isle of Wight, and you got to write a really good story. Because we do 6 issues, we're small, so we can only put in 5 to 7 stories each issue, so it's competitive. I get way more submissions than we can print. So it's got to be good.
So look, you must have had stories that have made you laugh out loud.
100%.
And you must have had stories that may be tearing up.
Absolutely. And I sometimes get stories that I think, that is so good, I wish I'd have written that.
Okay, so how many words was it?
It's got to be 500 words or less.
500 words or less.
And that's called flash fiction. It feels like that's kind of a new word. But things under, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 words are called flash fiction.
Okay, and you've been doing this for what, 5, 6 years?
Since 2019. I moved to the island with my husband in 2018 from London. Came here, got myself sorted out. I wrote a short story about the island, about a housekeeper. I thought, this is a pretty good story. I should submit this to the island's literary publication. And I Googled and I talked to people. And in the end, it turned out the island didn't have a literary publication. So I was sitting there kind of complaining about it. And my husband said, well, maybe you should start one and stop complaining. So I did.
And you stopped complaining?
Well, that's between me and him.
And you've been doing it ever since?
Yeah. And somewhere around a couple of years, I sort of supported it myself. We got it going. People seemed interested in it. Sometimes I'd be out and about and people would say, oh, you're the brevity lady. And I thought, oh, I think I've made it. And then a couple of years ago, we got Arts Council support and support from Creative Island. And that really helped us take off.
Okay. It sounds wonderful. It really does. I'm sort of kicking myself for missing it all.
Well, now, they're in all the island libraries. You know, when we do an issue, we print 500 over in beautiful Sandown at a place called Boojum and Snark on a really cool machine called a risograph. 500 go across the island in all the libraries, in lots of coffee houses, art centers, stuff like that. By the end of 2 months, they're all gone. And then we do another issue.
Oh, wow. Any of this online?
We definitely have an online presence. We are brevityisland.home.blog. And sometimes we do put stories online. Certainly during the pandemic, we had to kind of keep going because all the libraries were closed.
Sure.
And nobody wanted to touch something called a zine or anything else. So, yeah, we kept going that way. And our website lets people know about workshops we're doing and other events like that.
How brilliant. Is it technically called a zine then? Is that a word?
That really is a word. Kind of comes from magazine, and it kind of comes as far back as even... It comes out of places like in the 60s when when people were kind of doing alternative writing and photographs and resistance kind of things, it comes out of a place like Harlem. When black writers weren't able to get published, they published their own little zines. And it really kind of took off when a copy machine became something that you and I could easily make use of, when we could go to our library and make copies, because zines are generally made on a sort of copy machine.
Right, okay. Have you ever thought about recording it and making it into like an audio zine?
Well, certainly people have talked about it.
Is that a word? Have I just created something here? Audio zine?
Not 100%. You better get that down here now.
Well, I'll work with you. Audience. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Definitely. But definitely an audio zine, because some of the stories really lend themselves to being heard out loud. Some stories are really meant to be read. You need to see them on the page. But lots of people write stories that just feel like they're jumping right off the page, and we should hear them out loud. Well, and we all like that when we were kids, someone read to us.
Yeah.
And I still think even today as adults, it's great for someone to read to us.
But you know, when I was a kid, my brother used to read all the time. He'd be the one under the bedclothes with the torch on and so on, and I wouldn't. Not because I couldn't, I just couldn't keep still and I couldn't concentrate. These days, I listen to, and I think I've listened to around 250 autobiographies, which I find absolutely fascinating. But I think turning, you know, the brevity zine into an audio zine, I just think that would be great.
I'd love to do that. And the other thing to think about is, there was once a time when we felt like reading was only a big book. Like, here, young person, read this giant book. But now, short fiction, it's no less good just because it's short, and it's not amazing because it's long.
It would suit me better.
Lot of people need that short hit of, you know, I need 500 words of literature. When I started Brevity, my thought was, what if you just had this to read on the ferry?
Yeah.
While I went from Ryde to Portsmouth. Wouldn't you like to have just some little thing to read?
Yeah.
And that's how we came up with the 500 words and stuff like that.
Cut down on the moaning, wouldn't it?
Cut down on the moaning, it would. For sure.
It would. Hey, look, I've got to ask you a $1 million question,
yeah.
All right? Now, it's almost a secret. It was the best kept secret, but now it's not. It's getting out there, and apparently there's something about to erupt very soon, and people will find out what the Can You Hear Us project is all about. But I've got to ask you, what are you doing for it?
Well, first of all, I'm really honored to be a partner in the Can You Hear Us project. We're just a small arts organization here on the island. So when they ask us to be part of it, we're really excited. We feel like we're waving the flag for good fiction. So I think what the girl said before is, we're going to keep doing what we do. We're just going to do it in a ramped up kind of way. So we're going to have some themed brevities. We'd like to put some writers into some local carnivals, have them, you know, absorb all that carnival vibe and then come out and write a piece of fiction based on that. So we'll have a carnival one. We're going to do one of the things I find really exciting. We're doing a 12-word story project. So just 12 words to write a story, not a 12-word sentence, a 12-word narrative. And then we'll take all those 12 words, turn them into Polaroids. So your little 12-word story will be on a Polaroid, and then we'll take all those Polaroids and turn them into an exhibition. I'd like to get 200 12-word stories, but if I'm honest, I'd really like to get 500.
Wow. Excellent. Wow, that's incredible. So that's what you're doing.
So that's what we're doing. So anybody young or old, you can be an experienced writer, less experienced, sit down, try to write a 12-word story, and then you can submit it on the Brevity website, on our contact page. And if it's good enough, and it probably will be, if it's got a title and your name, and it's just 12 words, and it's compelling, and it's interesting, and it's funny, and it's got a beginning, a middle, and an end just there in 12 words, you're in the exhibition.
Do you know what? You've held up a photograph, and I haven't seen one of those for years. That's what it looks like there.
I just had this idea of, how could I publish all these 12-word stories? What could I do to make them look cool? And I just thought, Polaroids. That's a good exhibition. That we like Polaroids. You take this away, then at the end, it's something to hang on to. It's kind of old school, and maybe I'm a little bit old school.
I like that. Look, would you come back during the period of time when we have the Can You Hear Us project, which is like a live thing, because it's most of the action is happening in September and October. Would you come back in and read some of your stories?
Love to. Absolutely love to, Ian.
Promise?
Absolutely promise.
Okay, that's great then. So I can't wait for that.
Me too.
And I can't wait for the project to get started. Yeah.
Can you write a 12-word story?
I could probably, yeah, I might have to think about it.
I think you could. You got a lot going on here that could be a 12-word story.
I could write you a Vectis radio story, no problem whatsoever.
Love it. We'll have it.
I'll do that, yeah. Great. Fantastic. Hey, look, it's brilliant to spend some time with you this lunchtime, and I can't wait for you to come back again.
Great.
And we're now going to have a conversation about turning your brevity into a zine, an audio zine.
Audio zine.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Watch this space. Thank you so much for coming in.